About a week after North Carolina's stay-at-home order began in late March, Charlotte police confronted protesters outside an abortion provider in East Charlotte. Saying the group violated the limit on mass gatherings, officers arrested 8 anti-abortion rights protesters. Now, as other protests have spread across the U.S., the group says it was unfairly targeted. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
April 4th was one of the first showdowns over Governor Roy Cooper's mandate that prohibited 10 or more people gathering.
More breaking news now at 6. 8 people arrested following a protest outside a Charlotte abortion clinic. Police said the gathering of 50 people violated the mass gatherings in the North Carolina stay-at-home order.
Attorney Kevin Terrio says his clients were treated unfairly when they were arrested outside a preferred women's health center of Charlotte.
Oh, absolutely. I think they were picked on because of their beliefs.
10 days later, on April 14th, the conservative group Reopen NC held its first protest in Raleigh. One person was arrested, and the Raleigh Police Department tweeted that, quote, protesting is a non-essential activity. Under the threat of litigation, Cooper allowed those protests to move forward. Then came George Floyd, in which thousands marched in Charlotte and across the state. Cooper joined one march in Raleigh. Here's Terrio again.
We're always on the side of those who are engaging in free speech. And so whether that's protesting the COVID-19 restrictions, protesting abortion, or providing sidewalk counseling, our clients weren't even actually protesting, or expressing your views of the George Floyd tragedy. Yeah, I mean, all of that should be protected speech.
Terrio, an attorney for Alliance Defending Freedom, sued the city and state on First Amendment violations. CMPD has allowed the abortion protests to continue after Cooper said they were exempt under his stay-at-home order. But the attorney says Mecklenburg County should drop charges against the 8. His clients, he says, face 6 months in jail or a $500 fine. There were arrests during the George Floyd protests, but for things like having a concealed weapon, not for violating stay-at-home. Calla Hales manages the Charlotte Clinic and has battled with protesters for years over how close they can get to her patients and over how loud they can be. She says Terrio's comparisons of anti-abortion rights protesters to people protesting police brutality isn't fair.
It does lean, in my perspective, more towards harassment because there isn't a peaceful aspect to it. There isn't a open conversation. There isn't a you're trying to make a systemic change kind of conversation. It is people coming out and telling other individuals that they're wrong for exercising their right to private health care decisions that are legal.
Keisha Surratt, who is Black, is training to protest outside the clinic. The group Cities for Life from Concord says that she'll become a counselor. She supports the Floyd protests.
Like the Bible says, you reap what you sow. This is a symptom of what's been happening, the silencing of my people for centuries, the injustice, the looking away when a Black man is killed. It takes a Black man being killed in front of us to have some type of emotion and compassion towards them.
But she also says that abortion is equally important because, to her, she's trying to save lives.
Just as many Black babies are being killed as are being killed out in the streets. This is just not as, what do you call it, as broadcasted.
The American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina did not comment on the arrests. It said in a prepared statement that, quote, we do not have a position on the enforcement of the governor's executive order among different groups, so we can't comment. Eugene Volokh, a UCLA law professor specializing in the First Amendment, says the government should treat all protesters the same, and that means dropping the charges against the 8.
Once the government starts saying, well, you know, these protests are really, really important, and we think that the message there is especially worthy, that makes it pretty likely unconstitutional.
Connor Papagiorgio was one of the 8 arrested in early April. His court date is in September.
I don't think they have any case. I think they'll either drop it or it'll be very clear we'll very easily win this. I'm not worried about it.
The district attorney's office says its priority during COVID has been reviewing felony cases. After that, the DA will review misdemeanors like Papagiorgio's. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.